إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون, indeed, the foundation of the creed and the very basis of the deen is the good word, الكلمة الطيبة, the statement لا إله إلا الله, to bear witness and to testify upon certain knowledge with firm faith and sound belief that there is nothing worthy of worship except for Allah alone with no partners, سبحانه وتعالى. لا إله إلا الله, أي لا معبود بحق إلا الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in His book, ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير. And that is because Allah, He is the truth, and all those whom they call on and invoke besides Allah are falsehood, and that Allah, He is the Most High, the Most Great. The statement is a statement of a tawheed, and it's a requirement to establish it properly and to say it with knowledge. And it requires for a person to believe that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that one, he must establish all of the actions of worship with sincerity, inwardly and outwardly, in obedience and submission to Allah alone. All actions of worship, they must be directed to Allah alone with no partner, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His sole right, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And likewise, one, he must believe with certainty that all of the false deities and gods that are worshipped besides Allah are not worthy of worship, and that they are worshipped in falsehood. And that devoting any aspect of worship in any manner to anything other besides Allah is falsehood and an evil way, and the worst of all misguidance and deviation. And the worst of all misguidance and deviation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَنْفِصَامَ لَهَا. And whoever disbelieves in the tagut and all of the false deities worshipped besides Allah, and he believes in Allah, then indeed he has grasped the strongest and most reliable handhold that will never break. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ الْكُفْرُ بِالطَّاغُوتِ, the obligation of disbelieving in the طاغوت. This means that one, he must believe that everything that is worshipped besides Allah is falsehood and not worthy of worship, regardless of his status or rank, regardless if that thing that is worshipped is an angel that is near or a prophet and messenger that was sent with prophethood. All of these things, and that which is lesser or lower in status and rank, is not worthy of worship. Nothing is worthy of worship except for Allah. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. It's an obligation to disbelieve in all of the tawagheet, everything that is worshipped besides Allah, and to believe that devoting any aspect of worship to anything besides Allah is the worst of all evil and the most detestful thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who commits that and dies in that manner, وَلِيَعْذُ بِاللَّهِ, he will abide in the hellfire for eternity, and he will taste the wrath of Allah with no end. وَلِيَعْذُ بِاللَّهِ, it's an obligation to believe that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ, and he believes in Allah, meaning he believes that Allah, he is the creator and the provider and the sustainer of this entire life. He is the one who has brought everything into existence and given everything its shape and its form. Alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the creator and the provider and the sustainer of all things. And he is the one who possesses the most beautiful names and the lofty attributes of perfection, subhanahu wa ta'ala, no deficiency whatsoever. And any of his beautiful names or lofty attributes, and likewise in none of his actions. All of his actions are based upon supreme knowledge and wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, perfect in every sense, and believing that Allah alone, he's worthy of worship. Wa yu'min billah, the one who establishes the creed in this manner, and he testifies to the shahada in this way, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا, then indeed he's grasping onto the strongest handhold. He has taken hold of the strongest bond that will never break, nor would it fail him. And that is the statement, La ilaha illallah. But likewise, it's an obligation and requirement to establish the statement properly and correctly that one, he must free himself from the ways of deviation and contradiction to the understanding of the statement and contradiction to the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, he mentioned in his book, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ. And remember whenever Ibrahim, he said to his father and to his people, Indeed I am innocent and free from that which you worship, except for the one who has created me. Except for the one who has created me, for indeed he will guide me. Meaning he mentioned alayhi salatu wasalam, Khalil al-Rahman, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, proclaiming to his father and his people whenever they were upon misguidance and deviation and worshipping others besides Allah, indeed I am free from you. I am free from you and that which you worship and invoke and call on besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am devoted entirely in servitude and worship and submission to Allah alone. He is the one who has created me and he is the one who will guide me. This is the reality of the religion. It must be established properly, sincerity and purity for the sake of Allah. The creed, it must be pure. The purity of it, tawheed, tawheed al-khalis. All of the devotion and servitude, actions of worship inwardly and outwardly must be directed to Allah alone with no partners. It's His right. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is the creator, He is the provider, He is the sustainer. The command is in His hand and nothing happens except with His permission. Reliance must be upon Him alone, and one, he must believe in Allah alone. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَانْفِصَامَ لَهَا. This statement has great requirements and conditions in order to benefit from it in a manner that is good, in a manner that is intended and proper. A believer, he must learn them and establish them properly in his life, inwardly and outwardly. A person, he must make this testimony and believe in this creed, and he must state it upon knowledge and insight and proper understanding of its correct meaning and intent, and understand what it requires and necessitates from him in application in his life daily. He must state it with knowledge. He must state it with understanding, insight that is based upon evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah. And likewise, he must state it upon certainty with no doubt. And he must be sincere and state it wholeheartedly with truthfulness and integrity in his creed, in his statement, and his deed. And he must love this statement and love for the sake of this statement and take an allegiance based on the creed. And take an allegiance based on the creed, and he must accept the requirements and the law and legislation that this statement was revealed to establish. He must accept that and embrace that wholeheartedly. He must accept that and embrace that wholeheartedly and surrender and submission and compliance to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in application. Complying to the commandments and fulfilling the obligations and avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions daily. This is the requirement of this statement for a person to truly benefit. The one who establishes inwardly and outwardly in the manner described, then he will truly benefit from this statement. It will be heavy in his scale, and he will have good with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life and in the hereafter. تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها. It will bring about fruits, goodness and blessing for him at all times by the permission of his Lord. By the permission of his Lord. It's an incumbent obligation to seek knowledge. Knowledge of the creed first and foremost. Knowledge of the foundation of the religion, and likewise that which is stemming and branching from that. From the application of the obligations and the prohibitions, as well as the manners and etiquettes of the messenger, to learn his guidance in entirety. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with hopes of seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa. ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. O you who believe, enter into Islam in entirety. Do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Indeed, he is the clear enemy to you. أقول ما تسمعون أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. The statement لا إله إلا الله, it is the statement of إخلاص and the statement of التوحيد, it is the good word, but this statement will never benefit a person except whenever it's coupled with the testimony أن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This statement, it must be coupled with the testimony that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. فلا بد من الشهادتين. A believer, he must bring both testimonies and bear witness to both affairs, testifying to the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal and his lordship, and likewise in his beautiful names and attributes, and that he alone is worthy of worship, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise to testify and bear witness to the prophethood and messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this manner the shahada is standing, in this manner the shahada is upright, in this manner a believer can stand with his feet firm on the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the key to paradise. The shahada an la ilaha illallah and the shahada anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, the testimony that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and the testimony that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And this testimony for the prophethood and messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the shahada and la ilaha illallah, it has a great meaning and understanding and proper application. It has requirements and conditions as well that must be fulfilled properly in order to truly benefit from that statement. And it's a creed that one, he must believe in his heart and apply in his life daily. Anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to summarize the requirements and the rights of this statement, the people of knowledge, they mention 4 points. Tasdiquhu fima akhbara, wa ta'atuhu fima amara, wa ijtinabu ma anhu naha wa zajara, wa alla yu'badallahu illa bima shara'a. Tasdiquhu fima akhbara, to believe in everything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed of. To believe that it is truth and that is revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. And Allah, he mentioned about his Prophet that he does not speak from his desires. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rather it is nothing but a revelation that is revealed. So at the head of that, believing that the Quran is the words of Allah, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not created. And that it is not created, it's the words of the Lord, full of guidance and light, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise to believe in all of the narrations that have been reported authentically from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To believe in his statements and that which he has brought from guidance and light. And to strive to implement that and to apply it in one's life daily. This is from the requirements of this statement. تَسْدِيقُهُ فِيمَا أَخْبَرَ, to believe in everything that he has informed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and based upon that, وَطَاعَتُهُ فِيمَا أَمَرَ, and to obey him in that which he orders sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the wisdom from the coming of all of the prophets and messengers is that they should be obeyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, and we have not sent a messenger except that he should be obeyed by the permission of Allah. So the wisdom of the coming of the prophets and messengers and the final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is obedience, to obey them in the obedience
of Allah. وَيُطِرْ رَسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. And whoever obeys the messenger, then indeed he has obeyed Allah. So it's an incumbent obligation after testifying that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one will obey the commands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in submission to Allah azza wa jal, in obedience to the creator of the heavens and the earth, and hoping for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying the messenger, seeking nearness to Allah azza wa jal, obeying the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeking nearness to Allah azza wa jal, وَاجْتِنَابُ مَا عَنْهُ نَهَى وَزَجَرَ, and to avoid and stay away from everything that he has forbidden and reprimanded, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not sufficient to establish the actions of righteousness and to perform the good deeds. Along with that, a person is tried with desires and lusts and impermissible affairs that are forbidden, that are in the anger of Allah. We must avoid them and stay away from them. Everything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forbade is forbidden for a wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we leave it. We leave it hoping for the reward of Allah and fearing the punishment of Allah. And this is the right of the Shahada, to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that which he orders, and to avoid and stay away from and leave off everything that he has forbidden, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَلَّا يُعْبَدَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ, and that one should not worship Allah in any manner except in the manner legislated and clarified by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not by ways of innovation or customs or by ideas or what people think is nice or how they do it in their society or in their masjid or in their culture or in their tribe. Rather, according to the guidance and the light that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, he clarified this in many verses in his book. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you truly love Allah and you truly, sincerely and wholeheartedly testify that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, then you must follow me, and then Allah will love you. The love of Allah cannot be obtained except by following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the test and the trial for all mankind after his coming. We must believe in him and believe in his guidance and light and strive to learn his sunnah and laws and legal ways sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being diligent to learn the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beginning with his creed and his belief and his devotion and worship, and likewise the obligations that he was sent with and the prohibitions that were revealed to him and his guidance in every affair, and buying and selling and trading and transactions in marriage and divorce, in his conduct likewise, in his manners and eating and drinking, in every aspect of life. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in authentic narration by Abu Hurayrah radiallahu anhu, collected by Imam Ahmed, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ صَالِحَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, that I was only sent to perfect the moral conduct and character. And the character and conduct, it begins with the statement لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله, with the creed and the faith and the belief and the application of that. This is the greatest manner, the greatest character, the greatest conduct, to bear witness and believe and devote oneself inwardly and outwardly, entirely and public and private, to the creator of the heavens and the earth, and to follow the guidance that he has revealed to his final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to believe in that and embrace it wholeheartedly, and to surrender and submit it, to fight oneself and one's own soul in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the reality of this life. We're Muslims, alhamdulillah. We must strive in our shahada. We must strive to uphold the rights of our shahada. We must implement the rights and the duties that are upon us daily, hoping for the reward from Allah. Our life is nothing but La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And this statement is so heavy and beneficial in the right of those who are sincere, and the right of those who are truthful, and the right of those who have knowledge, and they state it upon insight and certainty. Those who love this statement and prefer this statement and comply to the requirements of this statement in application, it's heavy in their right. But those who are negligent in that, then this statement falls short and light in their right accordingly. We must strive to learn the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the religion that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not the innovations that are ascribed to Islam falsely. After the deviation of the ummah in the early generations, many people have been misguided and misled because of the ideologies of the Westerners and of the enemies of Islam. It's incumbent to strive to learn with sincere faith, believing in La ilaha illallah, one Muhammad Rasulullah, to seek knowledge upon this basis and to seek it for the sake of Allah, hoping to learn that which is pleasing to Allah in order to implement and apply it, hoping for the reward of Allah and the pleasure of Allah, and seeking to learn that which is displeasing to Allah and that which will earn His anger in order to avoid it and stay away from it out of fear of Allah, seeking knowledge upon sincere faith. This is the jihad of this day. This is the jihad in these lands. We must learn our religion. We must strive to implement it properly and rectify our condition with our Lord. And then whenever we call on Him, He will respond to us. And whenever we seek His help, He will aid us. In this manner, with sincere faith, the humiliation can be removed from the ummah. It's not by chaos. It's not by revolution. It's not by protest. It's not by craziness and disorder. Rather, it's by knowledge that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in sincere faith and the application of that. Al-Imam Malik, he mentioned his beautiful statement, rahimahullahu ta'ala, لَنْ يُسْلِحَ آخِرَ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَلُحَ بِهِ أَوَّلُهَا, that the end of this ummah will never be rectified except with that which the first was rectified by way of. So we must return back to early affair, the original deen and religion that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which him and his companions were upon, from sincere faith and application. In this manner, goodness and light will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the help of Allah is near. Allahumma ahdina ilayka siratan mustaqima. اللهم اهدنا إليك صراطا مستقيما اللهم اهدنا إليك صراطا مستقيما اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام وأخرجنا من الظلمات إلى النور ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.